his condition.
Yeah, high ankle sprain. Not exactly sure the timetable. We'll see how long it takes him, but typical high ankle sprain.
2 weeks or
4 to 6? Ferg didn't give me an exact date because we don't know exactly with Ruben. We're going to put him in a boot here for a little bit, but, you know, those tend to be a month, a little more, but I can't put exactly a date on it, but it's my experience with high ankle sprains.
Grades, too. Did Ferg give you a grade?
He didn't give me a grade.
How was he playing before? I know it was only like 11.
He was playing well. He was around the ball a ton. Got close to a pick, was near another one. Made a good play on the screen, right the play before he got hurt. Ripped the ball out there, got it loose at the end. I think McCaffrey's knee was down, but he was playing well.
How did Armstrong do when he came in?
I thought Ray did a solid job. You know, he stepped up, came in, played real hard, didn't lack any effort, was around the ball, made some plays.
Look, I mean, people always say, coaches always say that it's never, when you watch a film, it's never as good as you think it is and it's never as bad as you think it is. Watching it didn't look too good. How was it when you watched that film?
It was close to that, but, you know, it's when you go back and you watch the tape, you know, the things that's tough for a coach when you look on tape and you just feel like you have no chance or something like that, then there's not much to say. There's a lot of clips there. You can see that we had a lot of opportunities that we missed on, especially early. And when you have those opportunities and you take them and you just come up a little bit short, when you're going against a good team like that, especially the defense that they have, the way they can control the ball, it's tough to overcome. But I think our guys watching the tape today, by no means do they just look at it and feel that they didn't have a chance. I think we're all disappointed because there was a number of times that we could have had a chance to be in that game, and we just came up short.
Watch the tape with Brian first, like just a one-on-one with him before you kind of go over the team stuff.
No, just not enough time in the day. You know, I watch it at home by myself, then I watch it in the morning when I come in, then I watch it with the defensive staff first, then I do it with the offensive staff after that, then I watch it the special teams with Hightower, then I go in with the team and show about 30 clips of the whole offense and defense together, then we break up and I watch it with the offense, then I go with the quarterback, so then I run here to talk to you guys.
You've been watching film all day.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just watch TV all day.
So when you show 30 clips to the film, how many of them are, you know, this is what we need to do, and these clips are ones that we got it right? Is it all kind of?
You show both. You know, you just try to educate the guys, you know, especially the other sides of the ball. You know, everyone, usually after a day, you got a lot of stuff to go over and review, and by no means can a coordinator or a head coach cover that all in detail for each person in that room. So, you know, you break up majority of the time and guys go in and get all their assignments and go through every single play in the game. But then they really never know what happened outside of that. So I try to pull the team together and really just show them the pivotal points in the game, when you lose momentum, what you got to do to step it up after a turnover, how you finish there at the end of the first half, what we did coming out in the third quarter to start that. And you'd really just show both sides of the ball so people have perspective on what happens. People think players know what happens in a game, and they do what affects them and stuff, but people are worried about their assignments, their jobs. They're just going as hard as they can, and at the end of the game, they just see the score, and they know all the plays they missed, and they know if you didn't score a lot of points or if you did. They know those little things, but they don't really know the whys. And I think as much as you can as a head coach, when you can show everyone the whys, it helps people understand how close you can be and why you have to tighten things up.
You had a chance to go into halftime down 7-0, but the Panthers kicked a couple of field goals after the offense didn't convert on fourth down. You regret deciding to go for those, to go for it on fourth down those two times at all?
Looking back at all of them, the first one is the one I regretted. You know, it was fourth and four. I think there was about 3.5 minutes left. We were down 7. Tar just made an unbelievable play on a pick. I thought we were moving the ball pretty well. Came up short there on third down, and I believed we were going to get it, and I had a lot of confidence that we would, and it just didn't work out. And but definitely looking back on that, I wish I did punt, because I think it would have made it a lot harder for them to go 90 yards. That would have been tough on them. They did get a field goal off that, so I regret that decision. The next time we went down, it was fourth and one. I think there was 40 seconds left. That one I didn't regret. I felt real good about that, and I would do that one again. So.
Do you regret the play call at all? Or?
No, a dive to a fullback versus nickel defense when they're playing Tampa 2 is usually pretty good. We just came up short.
Do
Are you looking at some changes on the interior line, specifically at your guards?
We'll look at that every week. We did last week, too. I mean, we got a group of guys on our roster. They'll battle it every week. They had 3 days to do it last week. They'll get 3 days again to battle. And we'll put out on Sunday whatever we think that best lineup is.
Colin, two of those sacks, Beatles was beaten. Was that reflective of the day he had overall, or how would you assess his performance?
I think it was up and down. He did some good things in the game. You know, the hard thing about an O-lineman is when you do miss it and it ends up being a sack, everyone gets to see that, and they don't get to see the rest of what you do. So, he had a tough challenge. He had some good players he was going against, and at times he blocked them well, but came up short on a couple of them, and one, the sack fumble was a big one.
Tomlinson ready to go last week, or was it just he wasn't quite ready to go, and now he is?
Yeah, I think second week in the system, he should be more ready. You know, he's a smart guy, and you know, we worked with him hard in the meeting rooms and stuff. But anytime you ask a guy to do something that he's never did in college or the NFL, it was a little tough with few reps. He'll have more reps this week now, being 2 weeks in a row of him getting those reps, and usually the more reps a guy gets, the better chance.
So strictly working him at left guard.
We got to work him at all of them. Yeah, we'll work him at both the guard spots.
What do you mean specifically asking him to do something he hasn't done?
Just the type of way we block, the type of way we play. You look at O-linemen and schemes, and all schemes are different. When you've been in more gap-oriented schemes where you've never really had to run that far, I can't really say the techniques, but he's never used the techniques that we've ever asked him to. He's definitely got the ability to, and that's why we're excited to have him here, and we're just trying to work with him and get him comfortable to do it, to put him in an NFL game.
One video that got some attention was you on the sideline of the official. As a head coach, was that the first time you had a moment like that? Did you look back on it at all? Did you surprise yourself?
No, I didn't surprise myself. I've made that mistake before, and if he was here, I'd apologize to him now. He's trying to do his best just like I am. Now I was just frustrated. I wanted a timeout, and I yelled as loud as I could 3 times, and he just didn't hear me, and I was mad at him for it. And it's not his fault. He's focused on the game, too, and hope he has no hard feelings towards it.
As an OC, had you ever had anything like that?
Yes, I've been fined before. You can Google it. I've learned the hard way, so I try not to. But, I mean, I got a lot of respect for those guys. They take their job as seriously as I take mine, and we treat it all almost life and death. So sometimes I'm not going to always have the best reactions when I'm upset about something, but it's definitely not personal.
How was Aaron Lynch inactive because of the coach's decision, or was it the injury?
No, it was coach's decision. We had to think of what eight D linemen we wanted up. And, you know, we felt we needed some backups inside. And we had the backups on the outside, especially with our Sam position, that both of them can go in and play outside DN and get us pass rush and our nickel and our base defense. And we need to make sure Buck has a backup for the type of run game that we thought we were going to face.
He was healthy enough to play?
Yes.
Ask rush. Buckner said after the game that he felt like guys need to be more mindful of their rush lanes, especially when you're playing games and stunts and things like that. Did you notice that at all when you watched the film?
Yeah, there was a couple times that Cam got outside on us. You know, for the most part, I mean, that's a challenge always. It's going to be a challenge next week going against Russell. So you got to stay in your lane so they don't escape it and move the chains with their legs. But we also got to find a way to put more pressure on the quarterback too.
If Tomlinson is, from a mental preparation point, ready, when playing in Seattle, it's not a picnic for offensive linemen, will that be part of your considerations as far as, you know, if he really is ready?
Yes, I mean, that just makes it tougher. But, I mean, it's pretty simple what it comes down to. Who we think at the time gives us the best chance to win. And if that's the case, that's what we'll go with.
Penalties were an issue earlier in preseason, but the team really cleaned them up for the dress rehearsal. Why do you think they were an issue in this season opener?
I think you got to look at each one individually. We had 3 false starts. One of them was on a dummy cadence. The other two, I just think that, you know, they thought the D-line was getting off and we got a little antsy and jumped. You know, the two motion penalties, one was the second play of the game. I'm still not sure why they called that. I got to talk to someone and figure out. I couldn't figure that one out just looking at it. I thought he was off the ball and then moved on. The other one was Bourne was set, and then he moved his feet to switch his feet right when the tight end moves, so can't have 2 people moving. That's a legal formation. And I think that was all in the delay game. So, we challenge guys a lot. You know, we motion, as I said last night, as much as anybody. I thought we've done a fairly good job with it, but not good enough. And got to make sure those things don't happen.
With Brian's play, did he hold on the ball too long? several occasions?
I think from your guys' standpoint, like one in particular, would have looked, like the fourth and four might have looked like that when he got a sack. But, we were trying to go to Kittle breaking inside and captain their nickelback, guarded the shallow, passed it to, I believe it was Keekly, and then he fell off under it. So if Brian would have let that go, it would have been a pick. It was really a great play by captain. And then he had to just sit there and take the sack. So for the most part, I didn't think he held onto the ball too long. There's always one or two that I think he could have got rid of quicker, but the ones that, especially the sack fumble, he was letting that go down the field on time, and I think we got to protect a little bit better.
All in all, how do you think Brian played?
I think Brian played solid. I know he'd like to play better. I'd like him to play better also, but I think that has a lot to do with everyone else around him. We got off to an early start. I know Marquise wants to come down with that ball, which could have changed some things. We hold up in protection on that sack fumble for half a second longer. We got two explosives there, probably getting 14 points, and that kind of changes your perspective a little bit on Brian. By no means did he play perfect. He had some bad plays too, especially that pick in the third quarter, probably being the worst one. But not just Brian. In order for Brian to do better, we all got to do better.
One other pick, when he turns his back to the defense, I mean, you're putting a lot on him, I would think, to make that play because he has his back to the defense. What's he supposed to do on that?
That's just play action. Your back's to the defense on play action, so you're hoping guys could step up. It's one of the first play actions in the game we had at Keekly, who's one of the best in the league at being able to diagnose run or pass. And when you come around, you got to see the throw. And unfortunately, he didn't see him. And when that happens, Keekly will do that 100% of the time. When he is there, when you turn and plant a throw and a guy's under it, you got to take one hitch and check it down to the guy in the flat on the other side.
A couple more on one of the sacks. Yeah, I think Carlos matched up against Thomas Davis. Is that the matchup you don't want there? That play not?
Is that no? That's I mean, running backs have to block linebackers. So you don't put a lineman on linebackers. That's what they got to do. And Thomas made a good rush. We had a 7-step drop. Pierre was all alone, and yeah, he just made a good move. And Carlos didn't get him clean. It was a great move by Thomas Davis, and it definitely affected the throw.
Actually, yesterday about a clock guy, you said all the systems involved, but do you have a specific, like, challenge guy in the booth? Do you have someone that you really count on for that?
Yeah, he does the same stuff. Cordell works upstairs with John. He's been doing that stuff, and he's done it here in the past. Works in all. He's has a lot of experience in our analytics and all that, and they've put a lot of time into the time of possession and all the clock management stuff, and he's also very well read and experienced on the rules and everything. So that's someone who's always on the headsets giving me his opinion on stuff.
Did Navarro play yesterday?
I thought Navarro did solid. By no means perfect, but I thought he did solid.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
No big ones. A bunch of guys are sore, some wear and tear for typical Monday, but Ruben was the only big one.